This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully launched United States AST Space Mobile's Blue Bird Block 2 communication satellite. It was launched at 8:55 a.m. today from the second launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The payload was AST Space Mobile's Blue Bird Block 2, a massive 6.5-ton communication satellite, the heaviest commercial satellite LVM-3 has deployed to low Earth orbit, or LEO, from India. This marks the sixth operational flight of the reliable LVM-3 heavy lift vehicle, previously successful with Chandrayaan-3 and OneWeb constellations. Bluebird Block 2 aims to deliver space-based cellular broadband directly to unmodified smartphones, revolutionizing connectivity in remote areas. This launch follows the recent LVM-3 M5 mission in November 2025, which orbited India's heaviest communication satellite for the Navy. The Reserve Bank of India has announced a fresh set of measures to ease tight liquidity conditions in the banking system. It has unveiled a plan to inject nearly 3 trillion rupees over the coming weeks through a combination of open market operations, OMOs, and a foreign exchange swap. Under the proposed plan, the central bank will purchase government securities worth 2 trillion rupees through OMOs.
After a review of current liquidity and financial conditions, the RBI has decided that government security purchases will be conducted in 4 tranches of 50,000 crore rupees each, which will be held on 29th December 2025, 5th of January 2026, 12th of January 2026, and 22nd of January 2026. The dollar rupee swap auction will be held on 13th January 2026. The Reserve Bank has said it would continue to monitor evolving liquidity and market conditions and take measures as appropriate to ensure orderly liquidity conditions. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Panchkula today to take part in a series of official programs covering a conference on the cooperative sector and Haryana Police Passing Out Parade. He will also unveil the statue of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The visit will conclude with Mr. Shah's participation in the Haryana government state-level program to mark Veer Bal Divas. In a bid to curb pollution, the Commission for Air Quality Management in National Capital Region, NCR, and adjoining areas has issued show cause notices to 6 thermal power plants within 300-kilometer radius of Delhi. These have been issued for non-compliance of biomass co-firing norms notified under the Environment Utilization of Crop Residue by Thermal Power Plants Rules 2023. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has informed that in the last 1 week, he held meetings with teams from new airlines aspiring to take wings in Indian skies. These airlines include Shankh Air, Al Hind Air and Fly Express. In a social media post, the minister further informed that these airlines have already received NOC from the ministry. Mr. Naidu added that the ministry is encouraging more airlines in Indian aviation, which is amongst the fastest growing aviation markets in the world, under the policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In United States, Trump administration has announced sweeping changes to the H-1B work visa selection process, replacing the long-standing random lottery with a weighted system that prioritizes higher skilled and higher paid foreign workers. The move, Department of Homeland Security said, is aimed at better protecting the wages, working conditions and job opportunities of American workers while strengthening the integrity of the H-1B non-immigrant visa program. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam last night. Chasing the target of 129 runs set by Sri Lanka, India reached the target in 11.5 overs. With this win, India is leading the 5-match series 2-0. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh today. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the very poor category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.